Good morning. Steve's thought for the day, and welcome to the month of June. Pinch punch, first of the month, all that sort of thing. I really pray that you had a great weekend in this lovely weather that we're enjoying, and things might change a little bit now in terms of the rules and regulations that are being eased a little bit today, and I just pray that we'll all be safe and sensible. Want to this week have a look at what I would consider the greatest sermon ever written and spoken. Many might lay claim, preachers like myself, to having a set of great sermons, but this one, of course, is from the boss himself, Jesus. And it's what we know as the Sermon on the Mount. And it's found in Matthew chapter 5, right through chapter 7. There's a lot in there. We've just finished Proverbs, and some of you might look at the Sermon on the Mount and think it's got a little bit of a New Testament Proverbs about it. But before I read it, because I want to read it very specifically, almost to finish this podcast this morning, and read it from the Passion Translation, almost let me introduce the reading to you. Because Jesus sits down with his disciples and he begins to teach the people. And these words are fascinating, because for me it kicks off in a very profound and meaningful way. Jesus was very intentional. And so before he starts talking about conduct and being this, that and the other, he talks about us and our inner world, the bit inside that causes everything outside to be what it is. So it's sort of character before conduct, because the one will totally dictate the other. Your conduct is based on your values, your priorities, the very nature of who you are. It's interesting, because happiness is something that everybody wants. We all want to be happy. And it's sought after in so many ways. People refer to this being their happy place, a place that just brings them all that sense of feeling and well-being. But interesting that how things have changed over the years. Happiness used to often hover around, for many people, sort of wealth and stuff and possessions. But the inference is that in these days, it's not about that. It may contribute to it, but actually people in happiness want a more fulfilling life. And so we go to these Beatitudes. And there's a number of ways, depending what translation you read, that sort of introduce each one of them. That word blessed, that is the beginning of each of the Beatitudes, to be envied, to be fully satisfied. You could almost split the word beatitude up, couldn't you, and say it's the be of my attitude, being who I am and the attitude that comes from that. And I think that's I love that sort of thing. It's just a great way of describing them. And so let me read to you these first verses of Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, and let God's word speak for itself. And may today and beyond today you live a fulfilling life, a life that has happiness and joy at the heart of it. This is the Passion Translation. One day, verse 1 says, Jesus saw a vast crowd of people gathering to hear him. So he went up the slope of a hill and sat down, with his followers and disciples spread over the hillside. Jesus began to teach them. What happiness comes to you when you feel your spiritual poverty? For yours is the realm of heaven's kingdom. What delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord? For you will find what you long for. What blessing comes to you when gentleness lives in you? For you will inherit the earth. How enriched you are when you crave righteousness? For you will be surrounded with fruitfulness. How satisfied you are when you demonstrate tender mercy, for tender mercy will be demonstrated to you. What bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will open to see more and more of God. How joyful you are when you make peace, for then you will be recognized as a true child of God. How enriched you are when you bear the wounds of being persecuted for doing what is right, for that is when you experience the realm of heaven's kingdom. how ecstatic you can be when people insult and persecute you and speak all kinds of cruel lies about you because of your love for me. So leap for joy, since your heavenly reward is great. You have been rejected in the same way the prophets were before you. And then he continues with the rest of this amazing sermon. I pray today, I really, really do, that our attitude, our state of being, will be what Jesus asked of us here. That inner man, the seed that's inside of us that grows all that's outside of us. Makes your character before conduct. Lord Jesus, we listen to your word, and it's our aim and desire that your word would become part of us and would live in us and be worked out through us. So I pray that our attitude would be what you've called us to be, that the fruit of that would be lives that honour you and bring glory to you and reflect the kingdom of God in the society in which we live. Thank you for your lead. Thank you for your guidance. Live in us, live through us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Make a great day. Seize it. Carpe diem.